It helps train your brain to be more comfortable taking a contrarian stance, which is often optimal in many different facets of life, right? What's up, everybody? GP13 here, coming at you with this week's Tuesday episode of the Risk Takers Podcast. Couple updates, a little housekeeping at the beginning. Pick'em Expert has been very kind enough to agree to re-record his episode, and we will be re-recording that, releasing it Thursday on the new YouTube channel, which is the other announcement. Check out the Risk Takers Podcast on YouTube. I think I'll link it in the show notes now, so it'll be easily accessible from Spotify and Apple. And we will also be releasing that on here. So that'll be a video interview with him released. We will also have the one hopefully with Dylan Garber on the YouTube. I had to do a verification before I could post anything over 15 minutes long. So Dylan's episode is also ready to post on YouTube once it's ready. So hopefully by Thursday, there'll be a couple of podcasts on there. Plus, of course, you'll have Pick'em Expert's episode on here. I really enjoyed my talk with Pick'em Expert. This is a must listen to episode, because where Pick'em Expert differs is he's done extensive modeling work to find alpha in sports betting, and he's someone that you need to listen to if you're looking to go beyond the odds screen. Like I'm talking about, like, Pick'em Expert has created his own screen. He's so far off screen that he has his own screen, his own niche. You know, he's focused in correlation. So this is a can't miss episode, and I think re-recording, being comfortable with each other and having gone through the process and knowing what the stuff that really stuck was and where we really clicked. I actually think the second time around will be really good. So please be ready on Thursday for an absolute banger of an episode. And check out the YouTube channel, which is just up. I just posted a Discord Q&A from where I took some questions from the Discord. I've been trying to get that out on a video for a while. Finally got the video set up. So I'm excited to get the YouTube channel kicking a little bit. Maybe cut up some videos into short form and whatnot. I'm not an expert at any of the video editing or anything. I literally just edited, I just clipped a video for the first time today. So we'll get better at that as time goes on. But anyway, check out the channel. I'd love to have anybody interested subscribe, like it. I think that all helps in the algorithm. So any help you can give me there to get the channel kind of kicked off on the right foot would be awesome. Anyway, without further ado, today I want to talk about the contrarian mindset. So I actually kind of wanted to do an episode about unders again, betting unders, but I am such a broken record when it comes to betting unders that I tried to think outside the box and dig deeper into what I actually wanted to say. And what I wanted to say was there is a value, a real life value that's outside of sports betting that you can create for yourself if you find yourself comfortable betting unders. But it doesn't mean if you bet an under, you all of a sudden learn this valuable life skill. That's not the case. What I really meant when I was thinking about this was that by betting an under, which is uncomfortable and contrarian to our natural instincts, it helps train a muscle in your brain, theoretically, I think. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. It helps train your brain to be more comfortable taking a contrarian stance, which is often optimal in many different facets of life, right? So first, the thing that kind of sparked this was every Friday we do a nuke in the Golden Pants Discord. It's kind of, you know, it's a tradition. It's really fun. Basically, you know, all of our experts, each who kind of who specialize in one sport, do their own originating. Try and toss in, you know, one or two plays. Sometimes, you know, there's not enough sports on Friday to get, you know, six different plays, but we throw them in a prize pick, six man, and everybody in the Discord plays it. It's great fun. There was a time in history where we hit back-to-back nukes, which was the funniest thing that, and the greatest thing that honestly has ever happened in my sports betting career. Not from a money standpoint, but just from a holy shit, I can't believe that just happened standpoint. So side note, dip into Nuke Friday. But anyway, we were doing Nuke Friday and there, you know, some of the experts, I think, were kind of busy and there weren't a ton of sports and some of the lines were moving and I was a little busy. And finally we decided, because we were going to have, Thomas Viola from Unabated come by the Discord to show off some of the prop tools. We're like, how about we just make it on stream? So we just make it on stream while we're checking out Unabated, and a lot of the value is on unders, which, you know, if you've listened to me, that's common. So we make a nuke, whatever, throw it out, and there's like, I don't know, four unders on it, two overs, something like that. Yeah. Maybe it could have even been 5-1, but it was like 4-2, 5-1. Now, historically, the nukes have had a lot of overs, like, you know, more than I would personally play. Like, I always throw in an under myself, but I would say the nukes generally still tend to have had overs. There's more unders coming now, but overall, it's been pretty heavy to the overs. And we throw this out. And someone's like, oh, I don't know, like, this is a lot of unders. Or like, this was most unders I've seen on a nuke. It makes me uncomfortable or something like that. And it's interesting because I've never heard someone say that about overs. Even though, like, I have probably been like, yeah, there's probably too many overs on this. Like, no one else has really said that. And it's very surprising to me because I've had this conversation about overs and unders, right? And I'll, you know, there's people who are really good at handicapping a given sport, but they still take overs. And I'll be like, why are you taking overs? And they'll be like, oh, you know, it's because you never know in this sport or something. And I was like, well, you know, what's the data on over under split, right? Because the data that I have, both anecdotal and dotal, or whatever the opposite of anecdotal would be, is that unders are at a minimum slightly better. So, you know, I'd be really surprised if it wasn't better in your sport and you're picking a lot of overs. I feel like you would win more money if you just picked more unders, right? Like, but I find that it really is hard to get smart people to even start picking unders. And I get it, right? It's uncomfortable. It's not fun, I guess, or whatever. But here's the thing. It makes money. And what's a great part about sports betting is you're often trying to battle yourself. You're trying to, you're at war with your natural instincts, because the sports books are always going to prey on our natural instincts, because all their customers bet overs. So like, overs are going to be a little worse because they'll make a little more money. Because, and why is that? Because it's just human nature to bet overs. That's why the sports books make overs a little worse. And every time, like, human nature goes one way, the sports books punish you for that. So to be a really good, dangerous customer, you have to be like, you have to kind of separate yourself from your base instincts. And what I was thinking about with unders, it's like, if you can build that skill of being objective and being like, well, this is the number, you know, it's too high, so I'm going under, or this is the number, it's too low, I'm going over, right? That's fine too. But it's as long as like you have a process that determines a number and then picks a direction. What you don't want to be doing is pick a direction and then see if anything fits it. Like, that isn't a very robust or scientifically sound process, right? So what gambling is actually a low stakes environment for you to do is it helps you try out making correct decisions you're uncomfortable with for pretty low risk, right? If you are managing your bankroll responsibly, you could, you know, start betting your unders and lose a couple of units and all's fine, right? So I've always thought that gambling can really gambling well, and working hard to get good at gambling, as long as you're staying disciplined and, you know, not losing sight of the rest of your life, it can be very beneficial for your mindset and just how you approach decision making, because you get to make so many stressful decisions, or like decisions that most people would find stressful, which is like wagering amount of money on an opinion or on a process you've developed, and then tinkering with it or sticking with it or whatever, and rinse and repeat. And there's no hiding from the fact that you're either gonna win or lose, right? So in this arena, it actually really trains you well to be a contrarian thinker, which I think is extremely helpful for being successful overall. Like, a lot of the people outside of gambling that I look up to, and I'm sure that you look up to, are contrarians. Like, the people that we know, most of them are contrarian, right? Because they made the tough decision to kind of go against the grain, try something risky, or, you know, try something that's not normal. And that's where the outsized rewards are, right? So next time you hear me screaming about betting unders, just think of it as like an exercise. It's a win-win, right? Learning to bet an under and being okay with it and doing something that might go against your base nature is a good skill. So if you lose, you've also picked up a good skill. So it's a win-win, and we're always looking for win-win scenarios, right? And there's plenty of these if you're gambling responsibly, if you're trying to learn this, if you're trying to do a good job. I've always said that you don't have to make a lot of money to make $1 million gambling, because if you even learn how to win gambling, you might be getting $1 million worth of life skills right there. If you just train yourself to be disciplined enough and to think in terms of expected value, that right there is probably, you know, say you make, you know, $20,000 a year, someone else makes $40,000. You both learned how to win gambling. You've both trained your mind to think properly about risk, expected value, being a contrarian, all this stuff. That extra $20,000, I actually don't think it's that big of a difference, because I think you've both picked up 6-7 figures worth of life skills. That's a long pitch to say bet more unders, but I really do think that there's something there. So that was a little bit of that was like a Saturday episode mixed with a Tuesday episode. We'll get really in the weeds with Pick'em Expert though. This is the setup. And then we're gonna really learn a lot from him on Thursday. So appreciate everybody for listening again. If you could just check out the YouTube channel, give me a subscription, review, whatever it is. I don't know exactly how the algorithm works, but just like it and share it and whatever. I'd love to see that take off. So thanks everybody for listening, and I will see you on Thursday with Pick'em Expert.